We begin this edition of The Freedom Principle in Rio de Janeiro with a new release from artist Neves e Silva titled Ladeiros Santa Teresa on Far Out Recordings. Bringing together Antonio Neves and Thiaguinho Silva, the album is built around a dual drummer concept, foregrounding interlocking percussion as its central musical force. Rooted in samba traditions, but shaped through contemporary jazz arrangement, the recording reflects the rhythmic density and ensemble interplay of Rio's modern scene while remaining closely tied to lineage and place. From that release, we heard Misericordia. Thanks for joining me on this edition of The Freedom Principle. My name is Tom Fleming, and I'll be your guide as we explore new releases and reissues from across the African diaspora. Our first set continues through the Afro-diasporic currents of the Americas with Longo Longo and their 2026 release Endorfina. Built around extended, groove-centered compositions, the album draws on Cuban rhythmic frameworks while incorporating elements of Afrobeat, funk, and psychedelic rock, where percussion and bass drive cyclical patterns that evolve gradually over time. From Endorfina, we've selected El Rio Está Crecido. This is The Freedom Principle.
Thank you.
from France. That was multi-instrumentalist Yuti from the new release Wild Vibes, a contemporary dub recording where reggae foundations are expanded through jazz inflections. From that release, we heard the tune Flor de Luna. Earlier, we heard Ali and Sharif Magarban with Mata Api from Terracat on Habibi Funk Records, a collaboration rooted in Indonesian and Arab rhythmic traditions where modal phrasing and repetition create a sound that sits comfortably alongside the exploratory edge of modern jazz. Opening that set was Longo Longo with El Rio Esta Crecido from the new release Endorfina, a rhythm-driven recording built on Afro-Caribbean frameworks where extended grooves and ensemble interplay reflect a jazz-informed approach to structure and development. Next, we move to London, where Nubian twists continue to shape a contemporary sound that bridges jazz, Afrobeat, and global rhythmic traditions. Here is Nubian Twists with their title track Chasing Shadows, featuring Fatemata Diawara, on the Freedom Principle. The Freedom Principle is recorded in the town of LaSalle, Ontario, at the 42nd parallel, 8 kilometers south of Detroit, Michigan, on land that is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg people of the Three Fires Confederacy of Ojibwe, Potawatomi, and Ottawa. The Freedom Principle can be heard across Canada, from the Salish Sea of British Columbia to the Grand Banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you for supporting this excellent community radio station.
Some of these days I'll be around. buckle table. I'm gonna get the buckle table some of these days. I'm going down to the river of Jordan. I'm going down to the river of Jordan some of these days. I'll look right. Going down to the river of Jordan. I'm going down to the river of Jordan some of these days. Glory, I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. Some of these days I'll look your eye. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory some of these days. I'm going down to the river of Jordan. I'm going down to the river of Jordan. Some of these days I'll look your eye. I'm going down to the river of Jordan. I'm going down to the river of Jordan some of these days.
From Kentucky, that was Paul Mullins and the Backwoods Boys with Going Down to the River of Jordan from Hymns from the Hills, a traditional bluegrass gospel recording built on tight vocal harmony and acoustic string interplay. Prior to that, we heard Tedeschi Trucks Band with Crazy Cryin' from Future Soul, a modern blues ensemble recording where gospel phrasing, soul harmony, and disciplined group arrangement shape a contemporary extension of the blues tradition. Opening the set was Nubian Twist with Chasing Shadows, featuring Malian vocalist Fatemata Diawara, and the title track from their latest release on Strut Records. Nubian Twist is a London-based ensemble working at the intersection of jazz, afrobeat, and studio production, where layered rhythms and horn arrangements reflect an evolving global jazz language. Next, we move to Martinique, where Roland Brivel's Creole Gypsy stands as a key recording in Caribbean spiritual jazz, blending local rhythmic traditions with modal improvisation and electric textures. Here is Roland Brivel with the title track from 1980's Creole Gypsy on the Freedom Principle.
Like a crazy rambo in the rain. Creole gypsy. Now you know what it means to be just like a unicorn lost in the storm. Thank you. to you what it's all. You're driving crazy, your body's in fire. Don't you keep on running that way, Creole gypsy mind. Trying to be a shining light, dancing in the air.
Very much you work with the the chief for Tunia from Abaco. One of my machine men, Monaco. Can you move? Can you move? What's your job? I'm a day. What do you have? What's your view? But a two pack, a good two pack, a chair pack. Now, what to offer? Can you move? Can you move? What's
your job? I'm a day.
from London, UK. That was Xena with the track Temescan from their debut EP on Brownswood Recordings, a contemporary project that draws on ETO jazz modal language while incorporating electronic production and groove-based ensemble interplay. Prior to that, we heard Ghanaian palm wine highlife master Ko Nemo with Nana Otuo Okwampan from Agua Ku, a stripped-down, guitar-centered tradition built on cyclical phrasing and call-and-response vocals, where rhythmic continuity and storytelling remain central to the music's function. Opening that set was Roland Brivel with the title track Creole Gypsy from the Soundway reissue, a key recording in Caribbean spiritual jazz. Next, we move east along the Silk Road, where archival recordings from Central Asia reveal another strand of global jazz-adjacent experimentation shaped through local musical systems and Soviet-era studio production. From the new release on Death Is Not the End Records comes the compilation Digging Central Asia, Musical Archaeology Along the Silk Road. From that compilation, we've selected the group Synthes with their tune that might sound like Kishlogi Mizga, Kaling, on the Freedom Principle.
Before I'll be a slave, Lord, I'll be buried in my grave.
The Freedom Principle is recorded in the town of LaSalle, Ontario, at the 42nd parallel, 8 kilometers south of Detroit, Michigan, on land that is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg people of the Three Fires Confederacy of Ojibwe, Potawatomi, and Ottawa. The Freedom Principle can be heard across Canada, from the Salish Sea of British Columbia to the Grand Banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you for supporting this excellent community radio station.
My Lord, preaching to the poor, freedom over me. I'm crying, freedom, 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 freedom over me.